Let's begin, Jeffrey, with the idea of linking smaller water supply systems for the benefit of those small communities who sometimes find themselves in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, the Grant County Water Commission put their plans to establish kind of a loop of water connections throughout central Grant County, connecting Santa Clara, Hurley, Bayard, Silver City, and then smaller communities like Arenas Valley and Hanover. In between those larger communities, they put those plans to connect those water supplies on hold when the town of Hurley ended up facing real challenges with its wells, which were not only intended to supply Hurley with water. Hurley, of course, gets its water from the Chino mine currently, but the wells were also intended to supply water to this larger project to build resilience and, really try to eliminate water shortages that communities like Hanover, for example, have. And now the commission is meeting regularly again, and the latest development is they are commissioning a new preliminary engineering report for the whole project. And U.S. Senator Ben Ray Lujan, actually, he has put in a $200,000 discretionary spending request in a appropriations bill that's making its way through the U.S. Senate right now.
Well, that was my next question. Where would the money come from, and is there a timeline for the project?
Yeah, this is a really long-term goal. Essentially, at some point, these communities would form a regional water authority. And by doing so, they would really open up their opportunities for more federal and state grants. So that's in the cards for the future. For now, the other significant development is that Hurley, who's two recently drilled wells, like within the last couple of years, which really just failed, to put it bluntly, they are set to drill a new test well in the same general area, but much shallower. And the mayor of Hurley, Ed Stevens, he told us that, this is going to be a 2 to 3 year project, really, to even get Hurley's water. So the regional water project, very long term.
Gotcha. Well, there's not a new sheriff in town, but Bayard does have a new police chief.
That's right. Bayard's been without a police chief since June of this year. And, you know, this has put a stress on the Grant County Sheriff's Office, actually, who has been filling in the gaps that are there because of a shortage of officers and police chiefs, actually, in a couple of mining town communities here. And with this hire, Bayard hopes to, build their police department back up to its budgeted amount of officers. And this new chief, Cornell Stemley, he's been hired by the Bayard City Council provisionally, pending his background check and certification.
And with the time we have left, we have a new Silver City Councilor appointment. And I got to tell you, it was pretty dramatic reading overall, the story on the Silver City Council.
Yeah, the Silver City Council is not really known for heated debate. However, when it came to appointing Cynthia Ann Bettison, she was District 1 Councilor in Silver City and also pro tem mayor, when it came to appointing her replacement, councilors could not come to a consensus. There were five applicants. Two of the three sitting councilors rejected two of those applicants, and they seemed set that, they would not be able to agree on an appointment at all. However, thanks in some part to the Grant County Democratic Party and other behind-the-scenes goings-on, Lucian Farmer, a senior geologist with Freeport-McMoRan, whose wife teaches school here in Silver City, they have a young family, he was appointed to fill the District 1 council seat. So his term runs through December 2023.
It looks like there were some calls for this process, the appointment process, to be, I guess, just written down so everyone could understand it.
That's right. Two of the Silver City councilors who rejected both Francis Vasquez and Lucian Farmer, they said, we didn't know we could talk to him. So they said they rejected his appointment because they didn't know him. Apparently, as soon as they got to know him, he was in.
And where can we find these stories, Jeffrey?
Go to scdailypress.com to see all of our front page news.
Thank you for the update. Have a great week.
Thanks, Casey.